Well, Mike, it's great to have you on the airwaves of High Plains Radio. Always enjoy talking to you in the volleyball season now and the girls' basketball after Christmas and New Year's. Looking at the rankings, I know we've got a couple of teams out west. We're kind of hoping, crossing fingers, can make a run and make it into the state tournament. And has the girls' basketball season gone like you expected? I'm sure there's surprises in every class this year again.
Oh, yeah. There's always a certain number of surprises, Rich, but to be honest, most of our preseason number ones are, if they're not still number one, they're up there pretty darn close. So, and I know one team you're talking about is Southwest. They're in Class D1 after that great volleyball run they had at the to get the state and everything, and they're right there in the rankings again. I think I got them holding pretty strong at number four right there in D1. So another great season for the Rough Riders.
I know Pender, you got it on top at 11-0. Sounds like a pretty good Pender squad this year.
Yeah, they were really good last year, and they've got most of those players back. And, man, they can hit the three-pointers on that team. They're 14-0 right now, number one in D1. And yeah, they're definitely going to loom as a team to beat the rest of the way.
Southwest Conference girls' tournament's coming up here pretty shortly, Mike, and I know the Bison girls have had a nice run. We're at 9-3 right now, but yeah, they're going to be facing, you know, looking at 8-0 Minden. You got number up there ranked among the elite in C1. Gothenburg, we just got a chance to see them. We're going to see Minden on Saturday here at our place, and there are some others. Well, that again, that girls' division, the Southwest Conference, going to be a tough one again here in about a week or so.
Yep, just like again going back to volleyball, a great battle during that conference tournament when Gothenburg got Minden and then Minden got its revenge down at state. But you mentioned two of the top teams in C1, Rich. And, that conference is always competitive no matter what sport. I mentioned volleyball, and here we go in girls basketball. So something to look forward to for sure.
Our good buddy Dave Coolin up at Bridgeport. I know they don't lose many games over the years. They haven't lost many games, but they got tripped up for the first time in the regular season just the other day, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I think Ogallala got them, and they're 10-1, and still another great team, and they don't have the sisters that were so great the last 3 or 4 years, so they've been able to move on from that. And you mentioned Dave, really good coach out there at Bridgeport, and I'm expecting them to possibly make it back to the state tournament again. We'll see.
Nebraska Basketball Showcase, Mike, was just the other day over the weekend in Kearney with 8 games from start to finish. What, start at 8:30? Probably didn't get done until late. I know Maywood Hay Center was there. Sydney was there. Broken Bow was there. So, teams there. So did you have a chance to watch that over the weekend?
I was busy covering other things, Rich. I didn't get a chance to, but I kind of heard about it secondhand, and Millard West, one of our local teams, was out there playing one of the top teams from Colorado, and Millard West was able to prevail in that one. But you mentioned some of the other top teams out there, and they've really done a nice job with that showcase, and hopefully next season I can make it out there. But, that's a great thing when you can just line up really good game after really good game, and it's a real treat for the fans out there.
I know Maywood Hay Center, one of our teams, our area ranked team in C2, played D2 number one Shelton, and Shelton got him. But that's a good measuring stick, I'm sure, for both teams getting a chance to face good talent like that.
Right. That's one of the things I like about those showcases, Rich, is that it gives teams from different classes a chance to play each other. And you mentioned one of the really good games there in Shelton. You could say that Maywood Hay Center lost to a D2 team, but I've got Shelton ranked number one. I don't think Maywood Hay Center will get punished too badly in the ratings for losing to a D2 team when it's a quality squad like that. But, I really like the fact that teams from different classes can play each other in those showcases.
Class B, the Pius, the Scuts, the Gretna East, Bennington's, that's kind of your top dogs right now.
Yeah, I've got to put Gretna East down a little bit. I think they've got a couple of players hurt, and they lost a couple games last week. And Pius got beat by Millard South, one of the Class A teams, so I might have to move Omaha Scut back ahead of Pius. Scott's only lost once, and those two teams have played twice already and split, Scott and Pius, so they're very close. Bennington is also very good this year at 11-1, and then you got your usual suspects like Waverly and Norris and York and people like that in there. So, yeah, Class B looks looks a little more wide open than I thought it was going to be at the start of this season, Rich, when I thought Omaha Scott was probably the team to beat. Now in the post-Britt Prince era, when she finally moved on from Elkhorn North down to Nebraska.
Is Class A kind of the same thing as B? Is it wide open again this year?
Yeah. Again, I've got to put Millard West on top. They just recently won the Metro Conference Tournament. They reinforced that with the victory in the showcase over the Colorado team. And I haven't talked to their coach yet, but I understand their bus had a flat tire on the way out to Kearney. So that probably led to a little bit more angst on the way out on the three-hour trip out there to Kearney. But they were able to regroup and get that victory. So Millard West has a pair of twin sisters, the Gessarts, and Neely and Nora are two of the best players in the state, and Neely really stepped it up at the holiday tournament. She set a tourney record with 9 3-pointers in one game. She finished with 35 points that game. They're both going to Creighton, so two really good players to watch in the future from Millard West.
Mike, I know high school basketball is keeping you busy, but you're working a little bit moonlight and a little bit covering the Omaha Supernovas a little bit too, aren't you?
I'll tell you, Rich, I'm keeping really busy. I mean, last week I was covering a high school basketball game on Thursday. I was covering the Supernovas on Friday, the pro volleyball team, and I was covering UNO hockey on Saturday night, so... Maybe I should draw 3 paychecks. I'll have to talk to my boss about that.
Oh, my gosh. I would say so. But that's I tell you, we know volleyball. You know volleyball. It's popular here in Nebraska. And I'm sure some crowds. We'll see some big crowds at CHI pretty much all this winter and spring for that club.
Right. You know, and something else we've got in Omaha this year, Rich, we have a second pro team, League One Volleyball, and that's got players like Jordan Larson and Lexi Rodriguez and Wong Arantes, and I mean, fans are going to remember those people from the Nebraska days. So that's another added layer of pro volleyball we've got here this season. So I don't know if, to be honest, if two pro leagues will be able to make it in the future. I guess it remains to be seen. The Supernovas drew 13,500 to their season opener, and the other team doesn't play at home for another week or so. So we'll see how they do. But, yeah, never a dull moment here in Omaha.
Going to need to clone yourself, Mike. They need more of you over there.
I've talked about that. You know, I've got my scientists working on that, Rich. So still kind of in the development stage.
Mike, always good to talk to you, sir. Thanks a million for the time. Keep up the good work. Have a great rest of the week.
All right. Nice talking to you, Rich.